Welcome to episode 2 in the Great O Antiphons for AD 2014. I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. The key word for today's episode is O Adonai. Once again, for this episode, we are indeed fortunate to have permission from Mr. Jared Hasselbarth, director of the Graduate School of Theology at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, to use his recordings of Advent music. You can obtain the box set of 7 DVDs, which includes this hymn, from www.nabaudio.com. That's www.nabaudio.com. Help us by referring to the AIC in your order. The second hymn is The King of Glory Comes, written in 1966 by Willard Francis Jabusch. Father Jabusch is the author of at least 80 songs and over 36 tunes. This one tune is Promised Land, based upon an Israeli folk song. The first verse is used as the refrain following each of the remaining 7 verses.
The King of Glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before Him, lift up your voices. In all of Galilee, in city or village, He goes among His people, curing their illness. The King of Glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before Him, lift up your voices. Who is the King of Glory? How shall we call Him? He is Emmanuel, the promised of ages. The King of Glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before Him, lift up your voices. Sing then of David's Son, our Savior and Brother. In all of Galilee was never another. The King of Glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before Him, lift up your voices. He gave His life for us, the Lamb of Salvation. He took upon Himself the sins of the nation. The King of Glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before Him, lift up your voices. He conquered sin and death, He truly has risen. And He will share with us His heavenly vision. The King of Glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before Him, lift up your voices.
Once again, I thank Jared Hasselbarth for allowing us to use his music for this series. The theme phrase for December 19th is O Adonai. Adonai is Hebrew for Lord. The Greek and Latin equivalent is Kyrie, most familiar to Roman Catholics and Eastern Orthodox Christians in its use in the Kyrie eleison prayer and song. In this antiphon, the Hebrew Adonai is used because it reflects the Hebrew meaning contained in all the prayers used in the closing antiphon, which refer to Jesus as the Lord of the Hebrew people. Another reference to God in the Hebrew tradition with the same meaning is the tetragrammaton YHWH, which was inserted in Hebrew text in place of the actual name of God. This was because God's name could not be spoken even by the priests and Levites in the temple. In the Anglican prayer book tradition, any reference to God by his title of Lord is printed in small caps, and you'll see an example on the slide. When spoken as Adonai, the word should be taken to mean not just any Lord or the master of a land or an estate or of a collection of employees or servants, but one particular Lord, the Lord who is the same God who created all things, the God who spoke through the burning bush in Exodus 3, verses 1 and 2, the giver of the law in the form of the commandments, the I Am who spoke with Moses in Exodus 3, 16, and whose only begotten Son was made incarnate as a man at the Nativity and gave his life on the cross to offer forgiveness for all the sins of mankind, God's creation since Adam and Eve, and offer mankind the only path to salvation in the kingdom of the Father. The great Christian evangelist St. Paul dedicated himself to teaching the world that Christians are obligated to accept that Jesus is Lord of all, saying in Philippians 2, verse 11, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If you wish to learn more about the meaning of Lord, I encourage you to read St. Matthew's account of Jesus' discourse with a group of Pharisees in Matthew 22, verses 41 to 46, in which Jesus quotes Psalm 110, verse 1, and puts the Pharisees to silence, unable to say anything to contradict his interpretation. And now the second antiphon, O Adonai. And for those listening on the podcast version, I will read the scripture citation after each reading. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Exodus 3, verses 1 and 2. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and great judgments. Exodus 3, verse 6. O Adonai, the leader of the house of Israel, who appearest in the bush to Moses in a flame of fire, and gavest him the law in Sinai,
O come and redeem us with an outstretched arm.
Thank you for joining me for the second day of the great O Antiphons readings for Advent in the year of our Lord 2014. Please join me tomorrow for the third day in the cycle, December 20th, when the key phrase is O Radix Jesse, and the hymn is Hear the Herald Voice Resounding, which in Anglican usage is translated as Hark, a Thrilling Voice is Sounding. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be merciful to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. This program has been a production of the Anglican Internet Church. Please visit our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.com. www.lifeonearth.net.